Thus it puts three easy people like three very chomedic and strict people. Lemlach will teach us like this. You will bow the Dorei. You will bow in his generation. He was like the Godel in his generation. K'moshe b'Dorei. He has the same respect, the same power like Moshe Rabbeinu had in his generation. Even though your Baal was not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but in his generation he was used, he was the greatest, just like Moshe. Bidon, Bidoroi, Ki Aaron, Bidoroi. Bidon also in his generation was the same way as Aaron was in his generation. And Yiftach, Bidoroi, Kishmul, Bidoroi. Lalam, Nechosh, to teach us. Shafilu, Kal, Bishak, Shabakalim. Even very simple people. Vinismana, Parnasal, Tibor. They were appointed to be a head over the Tibor. Hareyu, Ki Avish, Shabavirim. They have to be like very strong people. In other words, our Bezdin that we have now, people should not say they don't know so much, they don't know how to pass it, and they're making a mistake. No, they're our Bezdin now. They have to be like Kabisha Babirim, like the strongest of the strongest. The Yom, another passage says, Uvose ala kahanim halaviyim v'ala shofet ha-shiyu b'yom mehim. It says in Pasha Bikurim, I think, you have to go to the Kohen or the Levi that you have, well, given up by Kurim, other than by bringing the Maestris. You have to bring it to the Kohen and the Levi and the Shofet that you can have in your times. For the Gemara of the Chisala, Daitcho, Shod, Amorlech, Etla, Dayin, Shlohoye, V'yomot. As well as the Pesuk say, go to the Kohen, go to the Levi, go to the Shofet that you have in your times. Pshita, where are you going to go to last generation's Dayin? He's not here anymore. So what does the Pesuk mean to say? It teaches like this. Ho'ein lecho, Leilach, Ela, Etzel, Shofet, Shabiyomot. You should know you're only supposed to go after the Shofet that you have in your generations. Don't think he's not great enough. No. In your door, he's great enough. The Yom of the Pesuk says, Al Toimer, Maho Yeshayamim Rishonim, Hoyu Tevim Yelu. Don't say, ah, look at the Gderus before, the Tzadikim was so great, they were so great, the Beis Din, so nowadays our Beis Din is nothing. Don't say that. Every generation has their door, has their manigim, and the manig you have, the God or the Beis Din you have in your generation, he's fit to be in your generation. Even though maybe in the generation before he wouldn't be fit to be it, but I call upon him, your generation is not as great as the generation was before. So the generation before needed a bigger Godel. But the generation today does need such a big Godel. But I call upon him, if he's there, he's called the Godel. We have to respect him in the Makabal, whatever he's telling us. So that goes back to the original din of the Beis Din here. That's what the Ruknas told him, that you should know, Rabbi Gamliel is the Beis Din right now, we have Beis Din, we have to be Makabal, what he tells us. Tumaisa was, Noto Makole Moisa Biyadu. Now Rabbi Shua listened, and he took his staff, and he took his money, he went to Rabbi Gamliel. Tana Rabbanan, Kivan Shiro Oisai, when Rabbi Gamliel saw that Rabbi Shua was coming to him, Omad Mikisa, he got up from his chair, Vinoshkoya Roshi, kissed him on his head. Omale, and Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, Sholem Olecha Rabbi Vitamidil, like Sholem Tzvi to you, my Rabbi and my Talmud. Rebbe, I'm calling you my Rebbe, Shalomaratoni Torah Barabim, that you taught me a lot of Torah Barabim. The Talmidi, what do I call you, my Talmud? Shani Gezer Alecha Gzeru V'yatamekaima, Ke Talmud. I'm telling you to do something and you listen to me the same way a Talmud, a student, listens to his Rebbe. Ashrei Hador, it's good to the door, Shahagderlim Nishmer Nektanim, that even though you, Rebbe Yeshua, are greater than me, still you're listening to me, to the Kotin, Rebbe Gamliel. Kal v'chayma, this is for sure now, that ketan and the gedolim, that the small people for sure will listen to the gedolim. And kal v'chayma, chiyuvehu. Is the kal v'chayma, it's a chiyuv, you have to. What do you mean, avad the ketanim, the mechuyuv, they have to listen to the gedolim. Ela, what it means to say is like this, mitoich sha'gedolim nishmer l'ketanim. Like if the people see the way even the gedolim have respect and listen to the small people, is tnoisim ketanim kal v'chayma b'yatzmon. The Ketanim will make a Kal V'chayma to themselves to say for sure how much we have to listen to the Gedolim. So this is all one big Kiddush Hashem, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel wanted it to happen, that people should learn to listen to one another and not to make like two different Torahs, two different Halachis, but there should be one Halacha and people should listen to one another. So if we hear the Godel of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua listened to Rabbi Gamliel in order that everybody should learn Taka to listen to the Gedolim. Hadron Alecho, in Einon Makir.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Mishnah says, Ruah Bezdin, if Bezdin saw the new moon last night, the whole Yisrael and all Klai Yisrael nechru Edom. That Edom also coming to Beis Din, and they made a chakira, they checked out the Edom, and they all know that last night they saw the new moon. So today, the 30th day, really should be Rosh Chodesh. But lo hispiku loyma mekudesh. Beis Din did not get around to speak out to say mekudesh ad shechashecha until it later became after Shkia, became nighttime already. His halacha raised them uber. Such a Rosh Chodesh is first pushed off to the next day, and the last month has an extra day to it, has 30 days to it, and the 31st day is first Rosh Chodesh. Even though everything was said to be yesterday, but since the Beis Din did not say Mekudesh, it's not Chal Rosh Chodesh. Now another halacha, Ruah Beis Din Bavad. Let's say only the three Dayanim, they saw the new moon last night. Is tomorrow when they come to say Edis, and the Gemara is going to say they saw it at night when there's no Beis Din at night, so they first have to come tomorrow to make the Beis Din to say Edis. So Yamdu Shnayim. Two of these three people should stand up. They should be Edim. V'yidu b'fneim. And they should say Edis in front of the rest of the Beis Din. V'yomru, then the rest of the Beis Din will answer back and say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. In other words, these Edim, even though b'tchila they were right to be Dayanim, now they changed to be Edim, and the rest of the Beis Din, they answer back, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. What's going to be Ruya Shloisha v'hein Beis Din? Three of them saw the new moon last night, and that's it. There's nobody else around. The whole Beis Din is only these three people. There's nobody else around. There's no other Beis Din. Just these three. And these three people themselves saw the new moon last night. Here's Alocha Yamdu Ashnayim. Two of them should get up at Teres Edim. The Yeshiva Mechavreya Meitzla Yochid. Even though there's only one sitting down, one can't be a dying by himself. We have to put another two people, get two other people from the street, to let them sit down next to this one person, that will have three people for the Dayanim. Now, the Yidu B'Fneim, and the first two Edim now will say their Edis in front of the three people, to say, we saw the new moon last night, the Yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh. And now these three people, the Beis Din, they'll say back, Mekudesh Mekudesh. What's the Chiddush? Shein HaYochid Nemonai Dayatzmai. That one person, even though really this one person was the Dayan, and even if it's a Mumcha, he's a special person, that for other Halachid, we'll see in the Gemara, we do trust the Mumcha, but for the loch of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's the Chiddush, or one person, even a mumcha, can't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. We bedafka need at least three people to be there, to be part of the Beis Din, in order to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Mura says, Lom li l'misni ruah Beis Din. Why does the Mishnah start off saying that the Beis Din saw it b'chol Yisrael? Like, what's the Chiddush? Once Beis Din saw it, what do you have to say also that everybody saw the moon also? So Mura says, yes. The whole Yisrael Yitzvach. It's a big chiddush that even though everybody saw the moon also last night, because Salkut Ayat HaChemin, I would have thought in such a case, Ho Yilu Ruah Beis Din. The whole Yisrael, since Beis Din saw the new moon last night, and everybody else also saw it, Efasim Allah. It's like everybody knows it's a Pirsum. Everybody knows that tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh. For Leilav Ruah, in such a case, Beis Din should talk and make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, and not push it off. Kamash Mullah, no, that's the chiddush, no. That since Beis Din did not get around to say Mekudesh, even though everybody knows about it, it's not called Rosh Chodesh, you have to wait till tomorrow. Now the Gemara says, V'chivun d'tonalei, Ruah Beis Din, Chol Yisroel, Nechru Edim Lomli. If we already said everybody saw it, what's the difference if you made a Chakira, if you checked out the Edim or not? So the Gemara says, Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Inam, like another case, one case is everybody saw the new moon. Another case is, no, you had two Edim that came. And Nechru Edim, and we checked out the Edim and telling the truth. So now you have Edim and Beis Din on the 30th day to say they saw the new moon last night. Really today should be Rosh Chodesh. But the case was, V'lo hispiku loyma Mekudesh. Beis Din did not get around to speak out to say Mekudesh ad shechashecha until it became nighttime already. He has erased them uber. This day, the 30th day, goes on to the last month. It's an extra day to the last month. And the Rosh Chodesh is first the 31st day. Because Beis Din did not get around to speak out to say Mekudesh. Now the Gemara says, V'chiv on the Tana, Ad Shechashecha, once they said they waited till the night time, Hareiz them Ubor, Lom li l'misni Chakira Seidim. Klal, what do you have to say, there was Edim here or not? Like, what's the difference if there's Edim or not? Like, once it came to night time, so Pshit, the Beis Din can't make the new Rosh Chodesh at night time. So Moses says, Itzrach, yes, there's a big Chiddush here. Because Sakut Ayat HaChemin, I would have thought like this, Tehebe Chakira Seidim Ketchilas Din. Since Beis Din started to check out the Edim in the middle of the daytime, that's called Beis Din started to pass in the Shaila. It's called Beis Din started to have a Din Torah. When should we make Rosh Chodesh? 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Edim came in to say, we saw the new moon last night. So at 12 o'clock right now, Beis Din is sitting down in the afternoon to start to be Chayk of the Edim to see if we should make Rosh Chodesh or not. So, Mekudish, Mekudish, Kikmadin. Now when Bezin at the end has to say Mekudish, that's the end, that's the finishing of the din. And in such a case, Vilakatshe Balayla, maybe Bezin could get together and paskin this shal even at night time. Even though usually Bezin doesn't paskin at night time, but the case is like this. Midi Deavi Adin Imamnis, had a locha by money in Yonim. The Tanam would learn like this. Din Imamnis Donim Biyoin. You're allowed only paskin money problems by daytime. But you should know if you started by daytime, the goyim malayla, you will have finished the psak at nighttime. So maybe hokanami mekachim malayla. Since Bezdin started to check out the evening by daytime, it's called they started to have the shail of dinei rosh chodesh. So maybe just to make the psak, the gemara, the end, you will have to do at nighttime. Kamash malon, no, you're not allowed to. For the more, why not? Vei hokanami, maybe yes, maybe you could end off the psak same mekudesh at nighttime. Or makro, and this the pasuk says. That Amos have a chok. When is it called chok? The Gemar Din. That's at the end of the Din. When Bezdin calls it Rosh Chodesh, that's called the chok. Rashi says Mishpat time of Chilas Din. Ki choku the Kiddush Chodesh Dashin leperakama. And chok means the end. The Kokorele Rachmona Mishpat. The Torah calls here the end. The Psak Din of Rosh Chodesh. Just say Mekudesh Mekudesh. The Torah calls it a Mishpat. Now, ma mishpat, just like pastening mumnis, mishpat is only b'yoyim, ha'pachanayim b'yoyim. Now, by Kiddush HaKodesh, we don't say if you started by day, you can finish at night. The Prophet says the favor is the finishing touch of Mekudesh. Mekudesh has a locha like mishpat that could only be done by daytime, not by nighttime. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. Even though you started by daytime, here you can't finish at nighttime. Baitam. Re'uhu Bezdin, when Bezdin saw the new moon, is Yam Dushnayim Vida Bifnayim. Let two of them get up and say Eidus. Kadimar V'yamai, what do you have to have Eidim altogether here for? Loite Shmi Gdele Maria. What's Eidim Alamol? The two Eidim are telling Bezdin what happened. How does Bezdin know it? Because they heard it. But here that Bezdin themselves saw the new moon, the whole seeing is better than hearing. Like Loite Shmi, just that all always when Bezdin hears Eidim, if that helps, for sure, now that they saw it themselves, should be better. So what are these three Edom now? What are the three Bezdin? Well, since they themselves saw the new moon, what do they have to say Edus for? Let them just say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. We're talking about the three Bezdin saw at night time. And at night time, the Shasta is seeing it right now, they can't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So the fact they saw it right now doesn't help. Tomorrow morning first, they have to first come to say Kiddush HaKodesh. So tomorrow morning it's like a new psak. They have to have Edus now. Like we have to have something to witness that there was a Luvana. So now if it didn't Edim, they have to speak it out that it's not enough just to have a Riyah. In other words, Vishasta, if they would see it by daytime, then they wouldn't have to have Edim. Because if Edim so see it today, they're allowed to right now say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. But when they first saw it at night time, then they can't say Mekudesh. They first have to say it tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no Luvana. So since there's no Luvana tomorrow, you have to have Edim to say like they saw it. Let's say three of them saw it. Vehain Bezdin, and these were the three people that were Bezdin. In the 8th now is Yam Dushnayim, two of them get up and say Eidus, V'yeshiva Mechavrei Meitzla Yochid. And now even though there's only one left over, you have to bring another two people from the street in to be the Bezdin, that two of them are saying Eidim, witnesses in front of the three. Fredimor Amai, Hochinami Neim, Aloy Teshmir, Delemriya, the same thing. Since you have these two people that saw it, they're part of the Bezdin, let them paskin from the fact they saw the new moon. You don't have to have a Re, you don't have to have a Shmi, you don't have to have, you have to say this here. The Chitemi, maybe you want to answer me. Hochinam Hiroso, who going Shiru Balaila, we're talking about the case that they first saw the new moon at nighttime. Since they first saw it at nighttime, then you can't say Mekudesh Mekudesh. So the next day you have to have Edis, or Vizoy Hainuhach, that's the same case as the Resha. What's the Chiddush Resha in the Sefer? The Gemara says, yes, Seif Yitzchak Lei. The Seif has another Chiddush to it. The Seif again was the three Dayanim, three Bezdin, last night, all three of them together, saw the new moon. Tomorrow, these are the only three that are Bezdin. So it's not enough to Chiddush is that two get up to say Eidus in front of the one. That's the Chiddush, that's not enough. You have to have another two people to sit down next to this one. What's the Chiddush? The Ein HaYochid Nemanai Dayatzmai. That the one person is not trustworthy, he can't be the Dayan by himself. That's the Chiddush. The Sark would die the Chemin, because I would have thought, Hoy Lotanan, since we learned, or Batani we learned, Dine Momnes Mishloisha, he really supposed to have three Dayanim pastening shalas about money. What about him, Hoy Mumchel Rabim? Let's say you have one great Dayan, he was a Mumchel Rabim, Da Nafilo Biyochid,
he's allowed to pass the shal even by itself, by himself, even one. So Melo Hochinami here by Kiddush HaChodesh also in the Kachiyu B'Yechidi. Maybe if you have a mumcho, one special person, he could be like a lion to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Kamash Malon, that's the Kiddush and Mishnah, nothing doing. By Kiddush HaChodesh you need Dafka three and not one. For the Gemara of Yehim Hochinami, maybe no, maybe one should be enough. The Gemara says, Ein lecho mumcho l'rabim b'Yisro Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no greater mumcha than Moshe Rabbeinu. Okomalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu still told Moshe, Ad yika Aaron badoch. You have to have Aaron with you. The Yechzir of the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'yal Aaron. V'yaretz Mitzrayim leimor achodesh hazeh lochem. That what? You have to have Moshe v'Aaron. So you see, one alone is not enough. And Tosfos speaks out, V'yei Bezdin Shekel Masifin Aleihem Oid Echad. You can never allow to have an even amount of Bezdin. So therefore, since you have to have at least two Moshe v'Aaron, of course you had to have a third one there also. That's how we know for Kiddush HaChodesh, you at least have to have three Dayanim. That's not enough to have a Yochid of one Mumcha, just like Hashem said, Moshe, you by yourself is not enough. The Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh has to be at least you and your brother, and a third person also. That was the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You have to say your two Eidim, the two Dayanim stand up their Eidim. They can't just say it to the one person left over, but they have to say it to another two people, three together. Muslim Emra, what we're coming out from our Mishnah is, the Eid Nasa Dayan. That these Eidim, even though they saw the new moon, three of them saw it, they're becoming a Dayan. In other words, not the two that are saying Eidim, they don't become a Dayan. But the third one, even though he is really, really fit to be an Eid, he saw it, still, since he's not saying his Eidim, he's allowed to be a Dayan. Is the Chura Leimim Astisim Lech Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah should not be Lech Rabbi Kiva. Tatani would not like this. Sanhedrin Shiro Echot Shorogas Nefesh. If the whole Sanhedrin